The views expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of this station. Content is for educational purposes only. Consult a financial advisor or conduct your own due diligence if investing. Calls are pre-screened and the show was pre-recorded earlier this week. Rick is with Edelman Financial Engines, a part of Financial Engines Advisors, LLC, and the investment advisor that furnishes this program. Barron's ranks financial advisory firms based on assets managed, team size, experience, and regulatory record. Firms self-nominate. Investment returns and experience are not considered. Advisors in the Hall of Fame have been in the top 100 for 10 plus years. Future performance is not guaranteed.
This is the Rick Edelman Show. Barron's ranks Edelman Financial Engines the number one independent investment advisor in the country. And Rick is in the Barron's Financial Advisor Hall of Fame. Now, here's Rick Edelman.
And a very happy Thanksgiving weekend to you. Welcome to the Rick Edelman Show. Hope you're enjoying the program. In between your clicking and searching online for the latest presents, I'm going to give you some fabulous gift-giving ideas coming up in the program in just a little while. But first, I want to share with you an amazing story in the world of Wall Street that happened this past week. I mean, you know, I spend so much of my time on this program trying to help you avoid big investment mistakes and trying to share with you stories of experiences of others as a way to help you avoid what's happened to them. And sometimes Wall Street just hands me a softball. They just make it really easy. And that's the case with ArtGo. This is a company you've probably never heard of. It's a company that mines marble. Marble, of course, is a very popular product for use in a lot of different applications, most of it housing and furnishing and building construction, etc. ArtGo, until very recently, was the best performing stock of 2019. Now, we know that the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500, have been doing just fine and dandy this year, up well into the double digits. But ArtGo, since January 1, was up nearly 4,000%. Yeah, that's pretty amazing, a 4,000% gain, even though the company itself loses money. So go figure that one out. Why would investors be bidding up the stock to such high levels, even though the company isn't profitable? Well, let that be on the sidelines for now. Last Wednesday, the Wall Street Journal reported that the stock was being added to the MSCI indexes. Now, why is that newsworthy? Why is that a big deal? Well, MSCI is an organization that creates stock market indexes. You've heard of the S&P 500 stock index and the Dow Jones Industrial Average. There are actually about 20,000 market indexes out there as investors are trying to track the performance of different segments of the investment marketplace. And so you, pretty much anything you want to track, there's an index for you to track it. And when an index provider such as MSCI announces that they're going to add a stock to the index, it's a big deal. Why? Because if you're an index fund and you hear that the index is adding a stock to the index, you, trying to replicate the index, have to go buy that stock. So whenever you hear that they're adding a stock to the S&P 500 or they're taking a stock out of the S&P 500, well, golly gee, your S&P 500 stock index fund is going to do some trading to make sure it continues to replicate the index. So it's a big deal when MSCI announces that they're adding a stock, and that's what they did with ArtGo. They announced, according to the Wall Street Journal, that they were going to add ArtGo to their indexes. That would mean that the fund managers have to go quickly buy that stock to add it to their index. And if all those index funds go out and buy the stock, well, you know, the law of supply and demand says with all the demand, with a limited supply of shares, the price would go up even further. I mean, my goodness, the stock was already up 4,000% so far this year. And now with all the index funds having to add the stock to their indexes, golly gee, the stock would go up even more. Well, that was Wednesday of last week. The following day, on Thursday, MSCI announced that they've changed their mind.
No!
Yeah, frustrating as it was, the folks at MSCI basically said...
Well, you say we try that one again, huh?
Yeah, and MSCI basically said that they've decided that the stock doesn't meet their standards for being added to their indexes, and all of this is due to, quote, further analysis and feedback from market participants on investability. In other words, they basically wanted to do a do-over, leaving the investors of ArtGo saying...
Very disappointed.
Oh, no, that's not. They weren't merely disappointed because on the news, the stock fell 98%. Yeah, the stock went from being the very best performing stock of the year to the very worst stock of the year, and it happened overnight, leaving investors all around the country who are watching this. Causing them to say that. Yeah, they're not going to get it, though. Yeah, this is the reason that you hear me offering you the advice that I give you pretty much every week on the program. It's the advice that we have consistently provided to all of our clients for the past 30 plus years we've been in business. The advice that you hear on such a repetitive theme, and I'm going to give it to you once again right here, because this example with ArtGo stock says it all. It is extraordinarily important that you not confuse investing with speculating. It's extraordinarily important that you invest in a highly diversified fashion as opposed to making a single big bet. I'm wondering how many people never heard of ArtGo stock a year ago, but this year, hearing that this stock is up 4,000%, how many of those shareholders bought the stock after it made massive amounts of money, after it doubled in price earlier this year, and then quadrupled in price, and then went up 1,000%, and then doubled again after that, and then doubled again after that, a 4,000% gain? At what point did people buy the shares? You know what? It really doesn't matter when you bought the shares this year. No matter when you bought them this year, as of last Thursday, you lost 98% of your money. On a company that is losing substantial amounts of money, raising the question, why was the share price so high in the first place? Those who are trying to get rich quick, those who are reacting to product news, are doomed to struggling and challenging scenarios. This is why the proper way that you should be investing your money is A, on a highly diversified basis. The kind of portfolios that we like to recommend have thousands of stocks from dozens of countries. Consider that a typical professional money manager, say somebody managing a pension fund or an endowment fund or institutional money management, typically don't place more than 3% of assets into a single stock. In other words, they're going to hold at least 33 stocks. We like to hold thousands of stocks so that if anything goes wrong with any one stock, it's not going to do significant damage to you. Rising tides lift all boats. We don't have to be precisely right. As Warren Buffett famously said, better to be approximately right than precisely wrong. And that's the message here. So when you hear wacky stories of stocks doing extraordinarily unusual things with outlandish rates of return, recognize that those don't represent buying opportunities. Those don't represent things you should jump into. Instead, they reflect and represent mistakes that you can avoid. And so not only must you build a diversified portfolio, but it begs the question, well, what kind of a diversified portfolio do you need to own? That's the second half of the equation. Focusing on you, not the markets, not the economy, not politics, but on you. What are your goals and objectives? What are your fears? What are the aspirations you have for life? What is your need for liquidity? How much money do you already have saved? How much are you adding to your savings? How long before you need to use the money that you're setting aside for your future? The circumstances that you're facing in your life dictate the kind of asset allocation that is right for you. That's what determines how much of your money belongs in the stock markets in the first place. And then we can determine how broadly diversified can we get you in the area of stocks. And by the way, bonds. Oh, and government securities. Hey, let's add foreign securities on top of that, and commodities, and real estate, and gold and precious metals, natural resources, oil and gas. The more asset classes we provide, and the more securities within each asset class we provide, the more diversified you are. And the more diversified you are, the less risk that any one thing can cause you undue financial harm, interfering with your ability to achieve your goals. So yeah, ARCO is a heck of a story, and unfortunately leaving some folks this week at the dinner table, perhaps a little thankless rather than thankful. You can be thankful this holiday season as you recognize your portfolio isn't placing you at undue risk. If that isn't your case, call us. Let us help you figure out how to do it for you and your family. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. What a wonderful holiday present that would be. The present of peace of mind. 888-752-6742 or online at rickedelman.com. When we come back, the holiday gifts you didn't know you could buy for your family, courtesy of Tiffany's. Stay with us for more on The Rick Edelman Show. 888-PLAN-RICK, online at ricestelman.com.
The author of the number one bestseller, Rescue Your Money, coming up on The Rick Edelman Show.
Want a financially secure retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Let me tell you how we do it here at Edelman Financial Engines. We start with helping you figure out how much income you'll need in retirement. Next, we look at your pension and Social Security income, and finally, your savings and investments. As part of all this, we consider when you want to retire, your life expectancy, and your spouse's age and life expectancy, too. We look at inflation, taxes, and investment rates of return. And very important, we ask how you feel about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. There's a lot to consider, and if you've never tackled the topic of retirement security before, it can be a little intimidating. That's why you should come talk with us. At Edelman Financial Engines, we're experts at retirement planning, and we can help you make sure that your retirement is exactly what you want it to be, well-funded. So call us at Edelman Financial Engines, 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
You can now hear Cairo Radio on radio.com. Live, anytime, anywhere. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Take Cairo Radio with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app today.
Attention, fight fans. Watch the area's top fighters brawl for it all as Koga presents the Supreme Showdown 5, live in the Orca Brawl Room, January 11th. Tickets are on sale now. Find all the details at ToledoCasino.com.
How do you make fall family gatherings and football games precious? Well, with Precious Vodka. Hey, it's G. Scott, and Precious Vodka is exquisitely crafted in Bulgaria and delivered right here in Washington. Precious Vodka is recognized as one of the best premium spirits in the world since 2011. It's smooth, delicate, with a subtly sweet finish right on time for fall and football. To find out where to buy, visit PreciousVodka.com. Remember, life is precious, so enjoy responsibly.
Welcome back to the program. Rick Edelman here, 888-PLAN-RICK, online at ricestelman.com. I know you're struggling this very weekend to answer the question you have to answer every holiday season. Thank goodness it only comes once a year. What do I buy everybody on my list? Well, I would like to help you out with some ideas. These courtesy of Tiffany's. How about a pearl necklace? 24 inches, made of 9 millimeter Akoya pearls. It's a mere $32,000. Or how about a bangle, 18-karat white gold, covered in diamonds? Total weight of the diamonds, 13.5 carats, $65,000. How about a single yellow diamond, 128 carats? It's $30 million. It was worn by Lady Gaga at the 2019 Oscars. Oh, she only borrowed it, by the way. Do you have a ball to go to or a fancy dinner? Maybe they'll lend it to you, too. Who knows? Okay, necklaces, bracelets, yellow diamonds. How about something for the house? Tiffany sells a vase, handcrafted in Italy, mouth-blown, sterling silver inset. The vase is $5,000. How about flatware? 32-piece flatware for your dinner table, made in Italy, sterling silver, $4,700. You don't want a whole 32-piece set? How about just a platter? $5,000. Engraving is extra. How about a coffee can? You drink coffee. Don't you need somewhere to store those beans? Well, Tiffany's will sell you a coffee can, sterling silver, for $1,500. All right, let's talk about the children. This is getting out of hand. You want to get your kids one of the most popular toys, Lego. What little kid doesn't love Legos? Tiffany's will sell you Legos. Well, their version of them, anyway. They're handcrafted, made of sterling silver and American walnut, 10 blocks of different sizes, all of them numbered and lettered so you can create tiny works of art. Their version of a Lego set will cost you, you ready for this? $1,500 for a set of 10 blocks of sterling silver Legos. How about paper clip? No, not paper clips, not a box of paper clips, a single paper clip. It's actually for double use as a bookmark. 2.5 inches long. It's 18 karat gold. $1,500. How about those who like to knit? Yep, Tiffany's will sell you a ball of yarn. This ball of yarn, it looks like a ball of yarn, except that it's made entirely of sterling silver. $9,000 for a ball of yarn. You love birds? You love bird watching? Well, how about a bird's nest? This is made of strands of sterling silver or gold woven together to make the nest-like appearance. The nest also holds porcelain eggs in Tiffany's signature color blue. $10,000. Okay, all of that pales beside the most expensive item of all at Tiffany's. Tiffany's itself is being sold for $16 billion. Yeah, the company's 182 years old, 300 stores globally. Last year, they produced more than $4 billion in revenue. The company is being acquired for $16 billion. Somebody's going to have a happy Christmas this year. All courtesy of Tiffany's. Oh, and chances are you don't have a Tiffany's vase or ball of yarn in your closet, but I'm willing to bet that you do have in your closet at least one gift from last holiday season that you haven't even opened. 16% of those surveyed say, yeah, in my closet is at least one gift from last year that I have never used, never even opened. Is that you? Well, what are you going to do with that gift? There's a reason it's in your closet. There's a reason it's unopened and unused. You don't want it. You probably smiled politely and courteously sent an appropriate thank you card to the giver of that gift. But at the same time, you're holding your nose. You didn't want it. It doesn't fit. You don't like the colors. You don't like the texture. It just ain't something that's up your alley. So what should you do with it? Don't leave it in your closet. Regift it. Give it to somebody else. Someone who you do believe would like it. And it'll not only please them, it'll save you money. Why should you spend money buying a gift for someone when you've got it sitting in your closet? By the way, if that sounds tacky, in this same survey, not only do 16% of Americans say they have such gifts in their closets, 61% say that they have no problem. They're very comfortable receiving a secondhand item as a gift. Go ahead and re-gift. It doesn't have the social stigma that it used to have. And oh, by the way, if this is an unused, unopened item in your closet, how would they even know that you're re-gifting it? I do hope you can recall who it was who gave it to you, right? You haven't re-gifted to the person who gave you the gift, have you? Because that would be like the most awful social faux pas of the century. Yeah, okay. I don't know who'd be laughing. It won't be you. It wouldn't be the person who got the gift. Well, I know who'd be laughing. Your brother-in-law would be hysterical on the floor is what would happen. Okay, a little more seriously, you're looking for the perfect gift for a five-year-old? I got it for you. It's the book Gene and I wrote, The Squirrel Manifesto. It's designed for 4 to 8 year olds, and it teaches kids the four most important principles of money. Spend a little, save a little, give a little. And yeah, tax a little. It teaches little children the most important fundamental elements of money so they can grow up with healthy relationships with money. There's even a grown-up guide in the back of the book to help you talk with your kids about money. Amazon's selling the Squirrel Manifesto for about $10. It's a great stocking stuffer, the Squirrel Manifesto, perfect for Christmas. And by the way, how is all this making you feel this time of year, the holiday gift-giving scenario? Are you having stress over this instead of happiness? You're not alone. PTSD symptoms affect 23% of American consumers over the holiday season. In fact, 70% say that they have shed tears over their financial affairs lately. Sometimes people are surprised to discover when they come to our offices that at the little coffee table and seating area that we have in our planner's offices frequently, there's a tissue box. You know, personal finance, as my wife Jean likes to say, is more personal than finance. And we have to recognize that it's not always the money, but the implications of money, sometimes the absence of money, often the control and management of money, others inflicting it on each other, that raise these very serious issues. Not to mention the pure fundamental elements, Americans ages 55 to 64 are filing bankruptcy at a higher rate than ever. The rate has risen 66% over the last 30 years. In fact, 12% of all bankruptcy filers are now over the age of 65. 12%. It was only 2% back in 1991. A major reason, medical debt. Major reason for that? People living longer than they ever expected to do. All of this suggests the importance of your financial planning needs and why you need to call us for help with your family's financial planning. 888-PLAN-RICK. It's the true holiday gift that can last a lifetime. 888-752-6742. I'm Rick Edelman. Stay with us for more here on The Truth About Money.
The founder of one of the nation's largest independent investment advisory firms, coming up on The Rick Edelman Show.
Want a financially secure retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Let me tell you how we do it here at Edelman Financial Engines. We start with helping you figure out how much income you'll need in retirement. Next, we look at your pension and Social Security income, and finally, your savings and investments. As part of all this, we consider when you want to retire, your life expectancy, and your spouse's age and life expectancy, too. We look at inflation, taxes, and investment rates of return. And very important, we ask how you feel about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. There's a lot to consider, and if you've never tackled the topic of retirement security before, it can be a little intimidating. That's why you should come talk with us. At Edelman Financial Engines, we're experts at retirement planning, and we can help you make sure that your retirement is exactly what you want it to be, well-funded. So call us at Edelman Financial Engines, 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Let's talk for a minute about stock market volatility. Hi, Rick Edelman here. You can expect to see market volatility, but don't let it frighten you out of your investment and retirement accounts. Now, I'm not making light of volatility. We get it. It's unsettling. But volatility is really simply a routine part of long-term investing. And the best way for you to avoid stock market volatility? don't have all your money in stocks. That's why here at Edelman Financial Engines, we're careful to give our clients highly diversified portfolios, placing only a portion of assets into stocks. This helps give you the confidence that stock market volatility is really nothing to get concerned about. We've been helping thousands of clients just like you for 33 years. So come talk with us at Edelman Financial Engines and let us help put your market worries aside. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Thanks for being with us here on the Rick Edelman Show. Here on the program, we often talk about your financial security and what can public policy do to help improve all of that. To help us enjoy that conversation, I'm very happy to bring onto the program Ben Ritz. He's the director of the Center for Funding America's Future at the Progressive Policy Institute. Ben, thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
So one of the key elements of retirement security for most Americans, of course, is Social Security. But there are challenges that Social Security is facing right now. Talk about what those are and how it's these challenges are making it harder for ordinary folks to plan for retirement.
Social Security is a system under which current workers are paying for the benefits of retirees through their payroll taxes. The problem is that with the aging of the baby boomer generation, the ratio of workers paying the benefits for each retiree is decreasing. So back in 2000, there were 3.5 workers paying for the benefits of each retiree. And by 2035, that ratio is going to fall to just over 2 to 1. What that means is that Social Security's incoming revenue stream is not going to be enough to finance the current structure of benefits without changes to either the revenue system or the benefits or both. And if no change is made before 2035, then the Social Security Trust Fund, which is the accumulation of previous years in which Social Security had surpluses, is going to run out. And at that point, Social Security will only be allowed to pay out benefits equal to the revenue coming in, which is roughly 80%. And so there's a possibility that in 2035, everyone on Social Security is going to face an across-the-board benefit cut of 20%. If you're retiring today, that's just a little over a decade from now, decade and a half, you could have this giant benefit cut, and that makes it very hard to plan for your retirement.
It's also a particular challenge since so many folks are counting on Social Security for a very large portion of their retirement income. And if that income gets cut 20 or 30%, that's going to be a real problem for people being able to maintain their lifestyle in retirement.
Exactly.
This isn't a shock. You know it. I know it. Congress certainly knows it. But at the moment, Congress doesn't seem to be taking any action on this. Why do you suppose that is?
I think a big reason is because it's difficult telling older Americans they'll have to accept lower Social Security benefits that they felt they paid for, even if the revenue wasn't actually enough to finance the benefits. That's a message no politician wants to deliver. At the same time, at a time when workers are struggling with so many issues, politicians don't want to then go to them and say, hey, we also have to now raise your payroll taxes. And there's a very big shortfall we're talking about here on the order of trillions of dollars. And so it's not a particularly popular message to deliver. And I think also the fact that the trust fund lasting for another 16 years has made a lot of politicians think erroneously, oh, we can just wait until 2035. And so it's not a pressing issue, even though obviously the sooner you deal with it, the easier it is.
Well, that's an interesting point, Ben. Why is that? I mean, why is it wrong to say, if the problem hits us in 15 years, why don't we worry about it in year 14? Why do we have to worry about it today?
So I think there's three reasons there. The first is that it avoids the potential for a cataclysmic result. I think that it's important to remember that if there is no action up until 2035, that 20% benefit cut is automatic, and Congress has a lot of difficulty sometimes with these big deadlines. And so there's a possibility that you just go over the cliff. And I think getting rid of that potential cliff is very important for preventing, you know, millions of seniors from falling into poverty when that happens. Second reason is that it provides certainty. If you know today what your benefits are going to be 20 years from now, that makes it a lot easier to plan for retirement when you have to be considering there's this plus or minus 20% out there that could hit you midway through your retirement. And then the final reason is intergenerational fairness. The general principle is that Congress tries not to cut benefits for people who are already on the program because it's more difficult for them to adjust. But the longer we wait to solve the problem, the more of the burden has to get placed younger Americans, current workers who have financial struggles of their own, as opposed to the sooner we deal with it, the more that we can spread out the cost. Each generation pays a little bit instead of having to shoulder the whole thing themselves. That's more fair, and it's also better economically. So those are the three main reasons why we want it to happen sooner rather than later.
And that would suggest having a conversation about it today, not just you and I here on this radio show, but more importantly, as a national dialogue during the presidential campaign. We've already had several debates so far. There are going to be many more throughout 2020. We haven't yet had a question on Social Security during the presidential debates. What one question would you like to see the candidates asked while they're up on stage during those debates?
I think the big question I want to ask them is how they plan to pay for it. Several candidates have put out some proposals for benefit expansions. Pete Buttigieg just put out one. Elizabeth Warren put out one a few weeks ago. And to her credit, she proposed a lot of ways to pay for the expansion of benefits she wanted, but she didn't really say anything about how she was going to close the existing shortfall. And in the process of making this big expansion, she used up a lot of the revenue sources that we probably need to plug the existing gap. And so I think the big question that needs to be asked to these candidates is not just, you know, how are you going to pay for new benefits you want, but how are you going to pay for the promises that we've already made?
So I guess it comes down to whether you're an optimist or a pessimist in your confidence level of whether Congress will fix the problem, how soon they'll fix it, and how effective those solutions will be and how much it will cost, either in the form of higher taxes or reduced benefits. So given all of that, since everyone's going to reach their own conclusion, Ben, about their level of optimism, what steps would you recommend our listeners take right now to protect themselves from the scenario where Congress either doesn't act, acts too late, or perhaps acts in a way that is detrimental to your personal situation? What steps should people take right now to protect themselves?
So the first piece of advice I would say is just be aware of the challenge out there. I heard a story recently by someone who said they went to their financial advisor, and the financial advisor asked them, do you want to plan on Social Security being there or not being there? And that obviously makes a big difference in your retirement plan. I think the appropriate thing to do is to plan on it being there. I mean, Social Security is not going to go away. There's still going to be something there. But to be aware and prepare for the possibility that it's not going to be as much as the current formula suggests you're going to get, because that'll just make you more prepared for if there are changes in the future. The second thing I would say is put pressure on Congress and the presidential candidates to act now. The sooner they deal with it, as I said earlier, you know, that gives people more certainty, and addressing it now will allow us to not have to worry about this prospective future benefit cut.
At the Progressive Policy Institute, where you're the director of the Center for Funding America's Future, there's a proposal that you have created, that the Institute has created, a rather unconventional reform proposal for Social Security. Tell us about that.
So the current Social Security system awards benefits based on income, and so that results in people who are higher income, people who need government assistance the least, actually getting paid the most benefits. That's regressive, it's expensive, and it leaves a lot of people who are in need short of what they need for retirement security. The rationale behind the system when it was created is that Congress and the president wanted it to be seen as an earned benefit program to make it more politically difficult to cut in the future. And while we certainly agree with that, we think there's a way to preserve Social Security's nature as an earned benefit program, boost benefits at the bottom, and address the financial shortfall. And so our proposal is to, instead of using this complicated formula based on income, change to one based on work. And so for each year of work, whether you're the CEO of a Fortune 500 company or whether you're a mid-level manager or a janitor, if you put in a full year of work, you get the same benefit increase. And what that allows us to do is increase benefits at the bottom and keep it as an earned program while at the same time reducing the financial shortfall and improving incentives to work, which as people work more, they also have more time to save. And these are all things that can help address the financial shortfall.
I think there is no shortage of terrific ideas out there for improving and repairing the Social Security system. The key, of course, is getting Congress to act, and I think that is the effort that a lot of us are taking. It's been a big focus of our coalition, the Funding Our Future Coalition, which the Progressive Policy Institute is a member of. And so I really am grateful for you spending the time here on the program today, Ben, so that we can help raise the level of awareness among consumers, and hopefully this will lead to Congress having a conversation about this to the point of legislation long before we get to 2035.
Yeah, that's the hope, and I thank you for all the work that you're doing with your show and with the campaign to raise awareness, and hopefully we'll get some action, if not in this administration, then hopefully in the next one.
That's Ben Ritz, the director of the Center for Funding America's Future at the Progressive Policy Institute. You can learn more about what we're doing to solve the Social Security crisis at our website, fundingourfuture.us. I'm Rick Edelman. You're listening to The Rick Edelman Show. 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742.
More with the author of the New York Times bestseller, The Truth About Money, coming up on The Rick Edelman Show.
Want a financially secure retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Let me tell you how we do it here at Edelman Financial Engines. We start with helping you figure out how much income you'll need in retirement. Next, we look at your pension and Social Security income, and finally, your savings and investments. As part of all this, we consider when you want to retire, your life expectancy, and your spouse's age and life expectancy, too. We look at inflation, taxes, and investment rates of return. And very important, we ask how you feel about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. There's a lot to consider, and if you've never tackled the topic of retirement security before, it can be a little intimidating. That's why you should come talk with us. At Edelman Financial Engines, we're experts at retirement planning, and we can help you make sure that your retirement is exactly what you want it to be, well-funded. So call us at Edelman Financial Engines, 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
You can now hear Cairo Radio on radio.com. Live, anytime, anywhere. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Take Cairo Radio with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app today.
Guys, treat erectile dysfunction with generic Viagra or Cialis and get your first month starting at $5. John Curley here. Treating ED can be done affordably and completely online with Mens.com. Mens.com bought the pharmacy. No middleman, lower prices. Get generic Viagra or Cialis delivered conveniently and discreetly to your front door and get your first month starting at just $5. Enhance your performance with Seattle-based Mens.com. FDA approved Mens.com. And for a limited time, your first month starts at just $5.
Join Cairo Radio and Treehouse for another year of holiday magic, helping provide a holiday gift for more than 5,000 children in foster care statewide for more than 30 years. Text MAGIC to 98973 to find out how. Make the holidays bright for kids in foster care.
Dear donor, I was 48 when I discovered I had blood cancer. We chose to tackle it head on. A 20-year-old man donated his stem cells, and we did a bone marrow transplant. Before long, I was back snowboarding with my kids. Your support of Fred Hutch gave doctors the tools they needed to save me. Because of you, I'm still discovering just how much life has to offer.
Your donations help cure cancer. Every dollar counts. Give today at fredhutch.org.
Take a vacation tonight or this weekend because it's so close to home at Tulalip Resort Casino. 8 restaurants to choose from, wonderful hotel, always great entertainment. Find out more, go to TulalipResortCasino.com.
Welcome back to the program. Rick Edelman here on the Rick Edelman Show. 888-PLAN-RICK is our telephone number. We do a series of live events around the country. We've got several coming up over the next couple of weeks. New York City, Rochester, San Francisco, St. Louis, Hartford, Miami, and more. You can get the full seminar schedule and where we're coming, when we'll be in your town. Just go to rickedelman.com and check out the live events button to find out where we're coming. The seminar that we're doing right now is of real tremendous value. This live event is called Three Keys to Retirement Planning. You'll learn about Social Security, estate planning, and investing for retirement. One of the big subjects, though, that people are asking about, talking about more frequently than ever, you guessed it, the election. We are in the midst of the election season, and everybody has opinions already, of course, as to the candidates they favor and don't favor, and wondering, what are the implications of so-and-so winning? This is the big question. What happens to the economy if Donald Trump gets reelected? What happens to my investments if Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders gets elected? And so on. Well, I want to share with you the data that we have accumulated on this subject. I first published this information in my book, The Truth About Retirement Plans and IRAs, and we have updated this data. This information is available in a nifty little couple of charts on our website. Just go to rickedelman.com. And you'll see these charts. Here's what it comes down to. You, my friend, have clear opinions about who you want to win the election. And you have probably some predictions going on in your head about who you think is going to win the election. And those two attitudes may be different. Who you want to win may not be the same as who you think will win. And who you think will win matters more, doesn't it, right? Because that's who we're stuck with. And if you like the idea of who you think is going to win, odds are you're feeling pretty good about your investments and the economy and the future of this country. If you don't like the idea of the president being a person you're not a fan of, you're probably a bit pessimistic. You're probably fearful, in fact, about the implications of that person taking residency in the White House and what they'll do with policies and regulation, legislative recommendations to Congress, and what it could mean for your investments and your future financial security. I'm here to tell you that your concerns or your excitement are misguided. They are overblown. They are misplaced. We've done the research going back all the way to 1948 to examine what happens when there's a Republican in the White House. What happens when there's a Democrat in the White House? Since 1948, we have had six Democrats and we have had seven Republicans in the White House. And here are the results. Truman, Kennedy, Johnson, Carter, Clinton, and Obama, the six Democrats in the White House, produced during their terms of office a stock market gain that averaged 10% per year. The Republicans, there were seven of them, Eisenhower, Nixon, Ford, Reagan, the two Bushes, and currently Donald Trump. They collectively have produced average annual returns during their terms of office of 6.7%. Now, this causes some people to say, on the one hand, golly gee willikers, I that should therefore vote for a Democrat to win the White House, because historically, the Democrats produce 10% annual returns, the Republicans only produce 6.7. Well, here's how you should really be looking at it. First, let's say that you had invested $100,000 since 1948, and the money was only invested while Democrats were in office. Your 100 grand would have grown to about $3 million. If you had invested your 100 grand only when a Republican was in office, you'd only have about $500,000. So clearly, in this illustration, you would have fared far better economically, financially, via your investments, by being an investor during Democrat administrations. But you know what? Here's the real moral of the story. You shouldn't be choosing between having your money invested while a Democrat is in office versus while a Republican is in office. True, Democratic presidents would have produced $100,000 into $3 million, and Republicans would have turned it into a mere $556,000. But here's the interesting point. If you had had the money invested the whole time since 1948 without regard to who was in the White House, your $100,000 today wouldn't be a mere $550,000. It wouldn't be a mere $3 million. Your $100,000 would now be worth more than $16 million. And that's the key point. You shouldn't be focusing on the market timing question. You shouldn't be trying to say, I'm going to choose to be in depending on who's in the White House, and I'll be out if I don't like who's there. You'll be costing yourself a massive amount of money. And let's take it a step further into something even more important. You see, the White House is one thing, but what about the House of Representatives and the Senate? Since 1948, we took a look at who was in control of all three bodies of government: the White House, the House, and the Senate. There are eight different combinations possible of who's in charge with those three institutions. And what we discovered over the eras since 1948, one of them never happened. Republicans controlling the Senate and Democrats controlling the House and White House. That never happened, so throw that away. And the opposite happened in only one election, the aftermath of the dot-com bubble and 9/11. So let's throw that away because it's not statistically meaningful. That leaves us with six scenarios, and here are the results. The worst result was when we had a Republican in the White House and Democrats controlling both houses of Congress. That happened 22 times, and the S&P 500 grew an average of 8.5% per year. And that was the worst of the six scenarios. In all of the other five, it didn't matter who was in the White House or which party controlled the House or the Senate. When Democrats controlled all three, the S&P 500 averaged 14.5% per year. And when Republicans controlled all three, the S&P averaged 15.9%. The other three scenarios produced gains of 15.6, 15.9, and 16.9%. In other words, it really didn't make any difference which party won which election. Historically, since 1948, the markets made great gains. Historically, since 1948, the markets have been up, depending on which political combination of parties are in office in the three chambers, the markets went up 15.9, 16.9, 15.6, 14.5, 15.9, 16.9. All of them are pretty darn good. And that's why I want you to relax. We have some very serious political issues, social issues going on in our nation. Money, economic policy, the implication of the results on Wall Street, on your investments, the end result of what the election means for investments is not something you really need to be terribly worried about. Yeah, there are lots of other very serious issues we need to be focusing on, but not your investment strategy. The reason I cite all of this is because too many people we find are focusing too heavily on the election, trying to make an investment decision out of it. It's a wrong move that's likely to cause you to do the wrong thing at the wrong time for the wrong reason. We all know, of course, past performance does not guarantee future results. The mere fact these are the results of what's happened since 1948 does not at all suggest that's what's going to happen in 2020 and beyond. But it's all we have to go on, and I think it's a pretty good basis for consideration. Got questions about this? Call us, 888-PLAN-RICK, or visit us at rickedelman.com. I'm Rick Edelman at Edelman Financial Engines. Been a pleasure to be with you here on the program this week. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. That's a wrap.
As a reward, you'll have no radio for the rest of the week. Go to your room.
See you next week.
Get the truth about money every weekend on The Rick Edelman Show.